This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Our world is facing a crisis of compassion. Everywhere we look, there is murder and war and hate. The numbers of those who are poor and hungry are increasing, as are those who cannot afford health care or necessities, those who fear for their personal safety. Mass shootings continue at an alarming rate. Anti-Semitism is rampant. Just yesterday, a friend texted to say that the synagogue across the street from her parish was set aflame in an arson. The militarization of federal law enforcement and local police has led to distrust and fear. War continues to rage in Ukraine, Sudan, and the Holy Land. And the leaders of the nation seem unable to hear the cries of those who are suffering and those who care for them. Very little is changing, at least for the better. Had we been on the banks of the River Jordan 2,000 years ago, we would have experienced a people lamenting many of the same issues that we are facing today. Hunger, war, strife, political uncertainty, the othering of the least, the lost, and the left behind. We humans, it seems, very rarely choose the way of compassion when the way of power is an option. Had we been there on the banks of the River Jordan, we would have encountered a man who would probably seem quite strange to most of us. Dirty, argumentative, singularly driven, and yet his preaching drew crowds from across the region. He told those who heard him that they were sinful and in need of repentance because the kingdom of heaven was at hand. And in response, more and more people came repenting of their sins and being baptized. At the height of John's power, influence, and appeal, at that height in walks Jesus. And rather than strive to keep power for himself, John desires to fall at the feet of Jesus and worship him. He desires to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit and fire, but Jesus prevents him from doing so. Jesus takes the Baptist by the hands, looks lovingly into his eyes, and implores him to let the roles be reversed for just a moment, saying, "Let it be so for now, for it is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness." To our modern sensibilities, this is a scandal. A scandal that someone with authority and a following would point away from himself. A scandal that someone who others desire to follow so openly expresses his desire to follow someone else. A scandal that one who is without sin comes seeking a baptism of repentance. There is much and more to say about the baptism of our Lord. There is much and more to say about John the Baptist. But I want us to focus today on the power of humility and compassion. The Baptist is a model in humility, as is Jesus. Both recognize the truth about God and the truth about humanity, where each of us stands in the order of things. Jesus, in seeking the baptism of John, is showing us the value of compassion. He did not need to repent, but we do. In loving us, he commits to the fullness of our experience, birth, life, sorrow, suffering, joy, pleasure, and ultimately, even death. There is nothing about our fragile existence that Jesus is unwilling to bear with us. Nothing. Jesus knows the depths of every aspect of our fragile life. He knows the temptations of power, wealth, and greed. Yet he shows us that we need not give in, that we have in ourselves the power to resist, and when we do fail, when, not if, he will compassionately hear our repentance and welcome us home. Today, we mark the baptism of our Lord. At 9 o'clock, we brought May and Cal into this body of Christ. And we, at this hour, will join with them, renewing our own baptismal covenant. We will renew our promise to continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, the breaking of the bread and the prayers. We will renew our promise to resist evil, and when we fail, to repent and return to the Lord. We will renew our promise to proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ. We will renew our promise to seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving our neighbor as ourselves. We will renew our promise to strive for justice and peace and to respect the dignity of every human being. This way of life will not make us rich or famous or perhaps even terribly popular, but it will make us humble and compassionate. And that is truly what the world needs from us, because things are bleak, and we must not abandon our call to be bearers of light and truth. The world needs us. Those murdered at Bondi Beach need us. Renee Good needs us. Those who worship at Congregation Beth Israel in Jackson, Mississippi, need us. Those in our community who do not know where their next meal is coming from need us. Those who die forgotten and ignored under the rubble need us. The world needs us. We need one another. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that by water and the Holy Spirit, you've bestowed upon us the forgiveness of sin and have raised us to the new life of grace. Sustain us, O Lord, in your Holy Spirit. Give us inquiring and discerning hearts, the courage to will and to persevere, and the spirit to know and to love you, and the gift of wonder and joy in all your works. Amen.